This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Monday, the 16th of February, President's Day. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the markets are closed today for the President's Day holiday. We'll take a look at where they are settled here and how they finished out last week. It was an overall mixed lower session in row crop futures to close the week, with corn showing resilience to trade marginally higher, while soybeans and wheat futures fell as traders looked to square positions ahead of the long weekend. It was a positive price action for U.S. grain markets overall, as the prices made technical strides as well as in holding chart support. Outside markets for Friday traded primarily in reaction to a cooler-than-expected inflation reading from the Consumer Price Index, which declined 2.4% annual price growth, the lowest since early 2021. This was a source of pressure to commodities early on Friday, while also fueling recovery efforts in equities after a two-day sell-off through the middle of the week. U.S. dollar index was lower on perceived lower interest rates, while crude oil and other energy markets recovered from daily lows in an otherwise narrow session. On the livestock side of things, well, live cattle futures were able to close near the middle of their trading ranges on Friday, and without any cash trading taking place. Traders felt as if the higher cash had to be factored in. Selling pressure increases, hog futures were triggered, propelling the market even lower. We'll take a look at the numbers and where they're sitting next.
Stay informed with the closing market report from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Your essential summary of the day's market activities and their impact on the agricultural economy. Join us for timely updates and expert commentary on commodity prices and market trends with trusted ag market analysts from around the Midwest. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate for your daily market recap and insights to stay ahead in the ag economy.
Again, markets are closed for the holiday. Let's see where they ended up on Friday. March corn was up a half at 431 and three quarters. December new crop was up a half at 464 and a half. March beans were down four and a quarter at 1133 even. November new crop was down two and three quarters at 1113 and a half. Soybean meal closed up $1.30 at 309.20. Soy oil was 46 cents lower at 5708. Chicago wheat down three and three quarters at 548 and three quarters. Kansas winter wheat was down 11 and a half at 542 and a half. Kansas spring wheat down four and a half at 575. Minneapolis wheat was down five and three quarters at 571 and three quarters, and oats was up one and three quarters at 310 and three quarters. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.